It's the Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine podcast, and I'm Janet Blair. Each week, I sit down with one of my girlfriends, whether it be
Teresa,
Natalie,
Carrie,
Kristen,
Tara,
Stephanie.
We talk about whatever.
We completely restore this trailer.
You know, fry people's faces off.
As a bad Mexican.
I don't understand the competition that goes on between women.
Two girls and a bottle of wine. Over a glass of wine, bottle of wine, or sometimes a couple bottles of wine. Join in on Facebook at facebook.com/twogirlsandabottleofwine. Don't miss us. Hello, I'm Janet.
And I'm Natalie.
And we are two girls and a bottle of wine.
Because men like boobs.
And girls like wine. Natty Waters is back in the house.
Howdy.
Howdy. I can't believe it's been since the beginning of December.
It's been a while, yeah.
Yeah. So what's been going on with you?
Oi,
that was a loaded question, Janet.
It's, it's the new year.
2015.
Yeah. New outlook on life.
What's that?
I don't know. Oh. That's just what you're
supposed
to say, right?
I'm like, you're going to epiphany me or something.
I guess every year you just try and find a better version of yourself.
That is true. You have to improve on the version that you have.
Right. And it usually kind of goes down the tank halfway through the year.
March.
Oh yeah, that's a good time frame. Yeah, yeah.
That's when the gym calms down, at least.
Yeah, yeah. We started the gym right after Thanksgiving, and we've actually been very religious with it. Well, we do at least four times a week.
I was going to ask you about that because yeah, everyone's gym ho right now. So four times a week—that's awesome.
Yeah, trying to keep that alive. So,
and it's been over a month since you started, so isn't that what they say? Do it for a month and it becomes a habit?
Yeah, and it feels awesome.
It does.
The endorphins after cardio are just, you know, I'm ready to take on the world. So I should probably do that at the beginning of the day, but being a mom and trying to get your kid off and then going to work, it just,
I find that if I don't get it, but I don't have kids, so I don't. But I would totally understand that world. Like, if I did, I would not be able to do the morning 5 a.m. thing. Mm-hmm. But I get so busy during the day that sometimes I don't even take a lunch.
Gotcha.
And so, yeah, I have to do it at the beginning of the day.
Yeah.
Beginning of the day, just so it's out of the way and I can feel good about myself. Because those mornings that I'm like, I want to sleep in, I'll do it at lunch, and then I skip at lunch, I feel so worthless.
Right.
Feel like a piece of turkey bacon that hasn't been cooked.
Oh, nice. That's an interesting color. I don't know what else to say about that. But no, I guess the other thing is one of my associates now, I consider him not a good friend, but we've become friends over the last few projects we've worked on together. But a local rapper.
You have rapper associates?
Rapper associates. I got my street cred.
That's awesome, Natty.
Totally. So at the beginning of December, he actually asked if we wanted to do a video for him for a Broncos song, which he wanted to get recorded and out before they lost the playoff game or won the playoff game, so
right,
that it would
trend.
Yeah, exactly. Because he's a very talented person and he really is looking to take off. So
what's his name?
His name is Anxious.
Anxious.
Yes.
That's easy to remember.
Yeah, and it's funny because you get around him and he gets so excited and you can tell why he goes by Anxious. It's pretty funny. But so we shot a video December 27th.
Wow, 2 days after Christmas.
2 days after Christmas, which the last time we shot a video was the weekend, 2 days after Thanksgiving.
Oh, wow.
So I just kind of joked around with him, telling him that he has very poor planning skills around the holidays, and he just kind of laughed about it. But anyways, we got it shot December 27th, and the video was done and ready by the next weekend.
That's crazy.
And
who did the editing?
One of my good friends that I met through an internship with Entercom Denver. So,
very cool.
Yeah. So we, same group that we did last year with his video, it's the same three of us that collaborated together on this project, and it was time crunch. We have another little teaser video coming out for another song on his album. Actually, that he just put out on YouTube for a free download. So,
if how do you spell his name?
Anxious. A-N-X-I-O-U-S.
Okay, because typically those rappers like to make it all complicated.
Sure.
It's like letter, letter, dash. Okay.
Oh, yeah, no. He's pretty easygoing. So
very anxious. Cool. I'll have to check him out on YouTube.
Yeah, and I have a link on my Facebook page for the Orange and Blue video, which is the Bronco song. He actually got 93.3 to play it on air. We were headed up to the mountains, and we heard it.
I thought I saw you post, and I didn't understand the post. I was like, what?
Yeah.
I'm out of the loop. What's going on?
Yeah, so I tagged him. But that's his real name on Facebook. Oh, in real life.
Right.
Not just on Facebook.
It's his real name on Facebook.
Right, right, right. So, heard it, was excited about it. I sent that message out his way, and then he also let me know that I think a few news stations were going to play it. So,
very cool.
I think he said ABC or CBS was going to play it at one point during the sports section of the news. So,
and unfortunately, the Denver Broncos lost yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
And we were talking about this beforehand. Neither one of us are huge, like, sports people.
Right.
Like, I couldn't tell you outside of Peyton Manning who's on the team.
Okay.
Some of the names, like, if you were to throw them at me, C.J. Anderson.
C.J. Anderson,
because yeah. I listen to 850 KOA for news and traffic. I know that name, but I don't know what he plays. Very dumb, but it's that excitement.
Sure.
When the Broncos get to the playoffs or to the Super Bowl, that excitement that comes, that, like, blankets the Denver area is phenomenal.
Yeah, I have to agree with you on that one. It's just, it's fun to have that that atmosphere. It almost, when I was younger, I was in high school, I was the football manager.
Very cool. So you did, like, stats and, like, stuff like that?
Actually, I've recorded all the games, got everything ready during practices, and,
yeah. So you had to go to all the practices?
Did practices and all the games, so.
Wow, that's like being a football player.
Yeah.
Without the concussions.
Exactly. And especially having to sit on the stinky bus on the way home from the games.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I remember this one game, it rained, and they just were, it was gross.
Oh.
It was fun, though. I did it for my 9th grade through my 11th grade year, and I didn't do my senior year because I didn't care my senior year. I didn't do anything.
Right.
But have fun.
I'm out. So, I'm having fun. Right. I understand. But so, when it comes to the Broncos, did it affect you emotionally today?
The only thing that affected me was going through the media school. Mm-hmm. I went to school with a lot of sports guys. And
I can imagine.
I guess it's just more so the ones that don't like the Broncos, so they just like to pick on everybody that likes the Broncos when they lose, because it's probably more to them just a fun and game of kick them while they're down, which I'm sure Bronco fans are just as bad.
They are.
I guess it's just a matter of, I don't really care enough to, or I guess I just don't. I know and understand what's going on in the game, but I don't follow football as a whole to really do any comparison. So when there's arguments going on, I couldn't argue with anybody about any of the stats or any of the players, who's better than who. And so
you're not a sports queen, but you're not as out of it as I am.
Well, my husband really likes, he
and
really
that helps.
Likes football.
You absorb.
He really loves the Broncos, and so he, basically what he says, it's, you know, that's kind of where my understanding comes from, so.
That makes complete sense.
So.
And the coach they announced this afternoon is going away, John Fox is going away.
I heard they parted mutually.
Yeah.
So whatever that means.
Do you believe it?
I don't, I mean, just from what my husband said, he figured that was probably going to happen.
And you were not surprised when they said Peyton Manning was hurt.
I wasn't, no.
And I was like, what? Are they just saying that to make us feel better because they lost?
Well, that's kind of where...
And they don't want Peyton to be done?
That's what... I know. I just... When they said that today, I knew that that's probably what the case was because I couldn't believe that they would let him play with a flu several weeks ago.
Which was like a month ago, right?
I'm not sure exactly when it was, but he... My husband had put him in as his quarterback for the fantasy football week. Ooh. So when they released that information, it was really late in the day. So my husband had already put everything in check. And you can't, once the game starts, you can't change your lineup.
Oh, no.
So then when I heard that Manning was hurt today, I just kind of laughed in the fact that why did they keep it from us for so long? And also... I can't, I mean, I would like, it's going to be interesting to hear what people have to say, because if you do bet a lot of money with, like, fantasy football,
yeah,
and they're keeping this type of information from you, I think playing with my money would kind of toy with my emotions a little bit.
Oh, yeah, people are going to be so angry.
You know, and I mean, I don't mean to, like, look at it in a point of view where, it kind of sounds bad of me to say that, going against, hoping that Peyton Manning's okay and everything, but I just, from that point of view, it's kind of...
I bet when it comes to fantasy football, when it comes to the bets that happen, like, in Vegas and outside of
right.
Vegas, there's a lot of money happening.
There's a lot of money.
And
so
for them to not disclose complete information like that, that's going to make some really... temperamental people upset because they do have a lot of money out there.
Right. And it's crazy. Betting's betting. And if you find your niche and fantasy football is one of them, you know, they found a loophole. And, I mean, the odds of winning on one of the sports fantasy football sites nowadays, it's legal. So there's a loophole in there somewhere that it's legal.
Right.
Whereas if you bet anywhere outside of Vegas, it's usually, illegal.
Right.
So if you find your niche and you're really good at it, then who's to say you're not going to put a whole lot of money down?
A lot.
So I don't know.
That's why it could be very dangerous for them to not disclose the information. Not that they have to tell us.
Right, I know, but...
they need to understand that.
As soon as that news broke, I knew... And I hate to say that my brain went to that, but that's the first thing that my mind went to was, well, people that are betting on it, they're going to be a little ticked off that they waited until now to, you know, disclose everything.
Let us know. Peyton was not at 100%.
Right, which I hope... hopefully he comes back and he's good and fresh next year. So we'll see how it goes.
We will see.
Yeah.
I hear John Elway loves to mix things up in the off season. So.
Oh, I see.
We'll see.
I'm not really sure.
I listen to 850. I'm quoting.
Oh,
I don't
nice.
Know what I'm talking about.
That's
I'm
okay.
Quoting. I'm quoting what I hear. I'm regurgitating.
It's good. That's usually what I do too. When my husband says something, I'm like, "Yeah, that's a good point."
Yeah.
I'm gonna take my stance with you on that
right.
corner.
Yeah. You know way more than I do.
Right. You sound like you know what you're talking about. So.
Yeah. That's all you have to do is fake it. Fake
right.
it till you make it.
That's funny. Second time I heard that today.
It's.
That's funny.
It's life.
It is
life.
It is. It's a big circle.
You just mentioned that you just got back from skiing, which is huge here in Colorado.
Right, yeah.
How you were there for the whole weekend?
Yeah, we left Friday and got there about 2 hours after we left. So we went off to Granby Ranch, which is right outside of Granby. We stayed at the YMCA right outside of Granby. I can't... Mm-hmm. Snow Mountain Ranch, that's where we stayed.
Okay.
And, yeah, we put...
cat is making noise, but he's okay.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Did he fall in the toilet?
No. I think we would have heard him splash.
Okay. We were getting pretty passionate about the Broncos there for a second.
Right.
As passionate as you and I could get about the Broncos. So, I didn't hear any splashing because I think it got a little...
A little rowdy up in here.
Right.
So you went skiing in Granby, and you were there for how many days?
Just Friday to Sunday.
Okay.
So we skied all day Saturday. We put Lily in a lesson for a full day.
Mm-hmm.
which she did really great, and we were just planning on doing one day at skiing and then maybe the next day either snowshoeing or going tubing up in Fraser, which is right next door.
And that Granby. Sounds so much fun, tubing.
Oh, yeah. We used to do it when I was a kid, right outside our backyard. There were these kind of cliffs
right
by our house, and they weren't like rocky cliffs or anything. They were just all dirt mounds, but we used to do that. We used to get an inner tube and go down the hills, or my dad would pull us around on a four-wheeler.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah, he'd tie the inner tube behind him and take us around, and that was a lot of fun. So, but she really, really was interested in skiing, so we thought to keep the momentum going, we put her in a half-day lesson on Sunday.
Okay.
And since she had been there the day before and she did so well, she actually got a private lesson, which we had only paid for a regular lesson.
Oh, that's awesome.
So she warmed up for like 15 minutes on what they called the magic carpet, just to kind of warm her up. And
okay. Is that like the bunny slope?
It's smaller than the bunny slope, but it's kind of like that strip, that moving strip at like the
okay, yes.
DIA or some kind of airport where you just step on and it takes you to the next terminal or what right. have you. But it's kind of the same idea except for it takes the little kids up the slope, just this small little section, just so they could go at the top of a little hill and then learn how to come down.
Okay.
But it's a lot smaller than the bunny slopes.
Okay.
So she learned on that, or she warmed up on that, went to the bunny slopes, and then probably an hour left of her lesson, they went up the big hill, and she skied the whole way down.
Like a green?
Yep.
That is so awesome.
Yeah, she had a lot of fun. She got worn out. And
I bet. Yeah. I know, I'm exhausted. I haven't gone in many years. You're a snowboarder.
Yes, yeah.
I haven't tried that, but skiing scares the bejesus out of me.
Really? I heard it was easier than snowboarding. That's why I want to try that.
That's what I hear. Yeah. That's what I hear. But I hear that it's an adjustment when you're used to snowboarding.
Oh, I would imagine.
Like, it's easier to start with skiing and then move to snowboarding, but it's two totally different worlds. But I got comfortable one day on the green slopes, and then the people I were with, they were like, yeah, let's go do blue. And I'm like, I don't think so. And as I'm riding the chairlift up, I'm like, this is a long way. Mm-hmm. This is very steep. And it was the last day that Breckenridge was open, so okay. It wasn't soft snow.
You're right. That's how it was this weekend, too.
And I was just, I had to ride the chairlift down. It was quite embarrassing.
Yeah, I would be embarrassed, too.
And that was 5 years ago, so I haven't been back.
Really?
Yeah, I'm kind of lame. I live in Colorado and I don't ski.
Well, it's if you're not comfortable with it, then why spend the money?
Right. It's why? An expensive sport.
We went up on Saturday and I think we did 4 runs.
Oh, wow. That's not bad.
It was okay. My husband wanted to do 6. He's really good at skiing. But my legs were so tired after the second run. So then we went down and his uncle lives in Granby.
Okay, that's nice.
And he can't ski right now because he just had surgery on his shoulder less than 6 months ago. So he's out for a year at least.
Oh, no.
But since we were in town and we don't go up there very often, he was just kind of hanging around the ski ranch. So we went out and, you know, hung out with him for quite a bit of the day, you know, just because he had come. And he actually... they bought a lot of the trip for us.
Well, that's awesome.
My husband's turning 30 tomorrow, so I think they were trying to package Christmas and birthday together. So they spent a lot of money, so, you know, we felt more than okay with just hanging out with them, too.
Right.
It was nice, though, like spending the day in the ski lodge. I can understand why moms will just
yes, that's sit there in the warmth. Like. And yeah, it's nice, it's warm, it's cozy, and there's typically a bar there.
Yeah, and there was.
Nice. Yeah. Did you partake?
Yeah, I had a Bloody Mary on Sunday, and then I had just a couple beers, probably. Not very much, but
well, that's nice. Awesome that you got to relax and enjoy some Colorado fun.
Right, right.
All right, it's time for Woman Crush of the Week. Are you ready?
I think so.
Why do you seem intimidated? Come on, Natty.
Well, I guess this week I'm actually going to try and shoot for a celebrity. So.
Yay! I feel like I'm the only one. I'm the only one that does celebrities. Everyone's like, awesome, normal people that they know. And I don't know. I feel like I
you
almost...
You don't have enough awesome women in your
no,
life?
No, I have amazing women in my life. Amazing women. But I feel like if I pick one, the others might feel left out.
Well...
I almost did a real person this week, and I was like, no, I'm not ready. I'm not ready.
Aw.
Is that weird?
No.
Okay.
It's not. It's just kind of weird for me to be like... I totally have this crush on this celebrity that I don't know if they're really actually a cool person or not. They could just, you know, that's just kind of my...
Be a tool. Yeah, right. I gotcha. So who's your person this week? Hello?
Dead air. Okay, so I went with Lena Dunham.
Okay.
She is the creator of the show Girls on HBO.
Yes.
Have you seen that show?
I have seen a couple episodes. I set my DVR for it the year that they won. They came out with Girls, and They won a bunch of awards that year. Right. I was like, what is this? Mm-hmm. But I couldn't get into it.
Yeah.
It wasn't my
cup of tea. Yeah. Well, I guess I just liked it because it's very creative. Her writing is... When there's humor in there, I laugh pretty hard. I mean, it's stupid, and sometimes it's really dry, and you're like, was that a joke? Yeah, that was a joke, you know, but it's just right up my alley.
And it's on HBO?
Mm-hmm.
It's called Girls, Lena Dunham.
Lena Dunham. And, so I didn't jump on that bandwagon until this year, actually, like a month ago. We got the free HBO for 3 months or whatever.
Oh, very cool.
So we had all these on-demand channels and... all the shows from the movie channels, and so I was like, well, I'll just check this out, and I really like the show. She's very inspiring. She's 28.
That's insane.
She's won Golden Globes. Mm-hmm. She's won the Directors Guild. I mean, she has won so much in the short time that she's been around.
Right.
You know, I kind of, in my eyes, I see her as like an overnight, and I hope that she does have staying power, because I guess my biggest drive with her is that she's not Hollywood's ideal image of a woman.
Right.
And she doesn't care, you know? She doesn't.
She's a bigger woman, but she's not huge.
No.
She's bigger than the Hollywood
standard.
Right.
And she doesn't care. And I know, like, I'm not really into... looking at naked women all the time. No. And it does,
I didn't think you were.
And at first, you know, you're like, wow, she gets naked in all of her episodes. But all the same, it's just that more empowering, because It kind of dissolves the whole idea of nudity, you know, being on the screen. Like, she is putting herself out there, and she doesn't care, you know?
Right.
I'm sure she's been poked and prodded at, but she just... still keeps on doing it, and that's
they were nominated for a lot of awards this year for the Golden Globes.
And yeah, I did see that a lot of the actresses, and I really like the show, the way that it flows together. It gets a little crazy at some points, but it's just kind of like, well, that's kind of life, though, you know, when you're trying to figure yourself out as an adult.
Right.
You go through these weird spells of craziness, so I think that's really why I like the show a lot. So.
And that's the good thing about HBO, is they can push those boundaries and be creative and a little bit crazy,
yeah,
I guess.
For sure.
It's kind of like FX with the Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah. Every show on FX, I think, has...
is crazy.
A boundary crossing moment or two.
And then they have, like, FXX or...
FXX, yeah.
I haven't watched any shows on there, but I can only imagine. There's two X's in that name.
Well, that's what... Yeah, I'm not sure. I know Sons of Anarchy was playing on that for a little while.
Hmm.
Maybe not.
No, I think it's always been on FX.
Is it just that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Okay, my woman crush of the week...
Okay.
...is Judy Blume. Do you recognize that name?
Yes, I sure do.
As a child, you saw it on books.
Mm-hmm.
She's 75 now. Her first book was entitled The One in the Middle of the Green Kangaroo, which I'd never heard of. That was in 1969.
Okay.
But some of her more popular books would be Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret.
Okay.
And Fudgerama.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the two that I remember. A little background on her. She received a Bachelor of Science in Education from New York University in 1961 at the age of 24, and she started writing after she had children because she had so much downtime, like, or not so much, but had a couple hours of downtime each day when they were napping or whatever, that she started writing.
Sure.
And then she turned that into being a stay-at-home mom into this amazing career.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, so she published her first book at 31, and as for me, like, growing up, Judy Blume was a name that I knew.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that gets passed down to other generations.
Right.
And when I was researching who I was going to talk about this week, I was like, you know, I really want to make sure that the girls that are kids in my life have those books.
Mm-hmm.
The, you know, the Beverly Cleary, the Judy Blume, the Laura Ingalls Wilder, even the Babysitter's Club. I really loved those books.
Really? I never read those. Oh. I read the Little House on the Prairie, though. Mm-hmm. I loved those books.
Laura Ingalls Wilder. Mm-hmm. Just amazing. Mm-hmm. So, that was my woman crush of the week.
Very cool.
So, Hollywood happenings. Anything in Hollywood you want to talk about?
No. I don't think so. No. I haven't been there lately.
You haven't been there.
So, I don't know.
I haven't either.
I haven't been to the newsstand lately either.
Oh, gotcha. You're so funny. So speaking of football, the Super Bowl is coming up. It's on February 1st.
Right.
And it's going to be held in Phoenix. The halftime show is the only reason I even pay attention to the Super Bowl.
Sure.
And this year I'm super excited. It's Katy Perry.
Katy Perry.
Which I bet your daughter likes.
Oh, she loves her. And I don't mind Katy Perry.
Okay, all right. And she has invited Lenny Kravitz to be in the halftime show with her, which I'm really excited about, too. I know his American Woman song. Outside of that, I don't know any of his music, but he does seem pretty awesome as a guitar player and a performer.
I always thought he was hot growing up. So.
Yeah.
He was always good looking.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
And then Mike Huckabee versus Huckabee.
Huckabee.
He took on Jay-Z and Beyonce in his latest book, which is kind of weird. He's a conservative Republican from Arkansas.
Okay.
He just quit his job on Fox News, and the rumor is he quit so that he could possibly run for president.
Okay.
That's the rumor.
Hmm.
He has a new book out called God, Guns, Grits, and Gravy, which, conservative Republican from Arkansas, that's a perfect title.
Hmm.
But in his book, he talks about Jay-Z and Beyonce and the provocations of Jay-Z and Beyonce. And he thinks that Jay-Z exploits Beyonce.
Hmm.
What do you think?
I think that's her own choice.
Right.
Personally.
And he stated in his book that she's very talented. She has a great, you know, voice. But Jay-Z is very shrewd as a businessman. And he wonders, does it occur to Jay-Z that he's crossing the line from husband to pimp the way he pushes Beyonce out there.
Huh.
And now people are saying that this could affect his 2016 presidential bid.
Possibly. We vote more for American Idol than we do for the President of the United States.
That is a very true statement. Very true statement. And people listening should feel bad if you vote more for American Idol than you do for the President.
Right.
I know I have friends that aren't even registered to vote, and I don't need to know if you're registered. And I'm a responsible
American.
I didn't want to put you on the spot. I was like, crap, I should have discussed that with her before bringing that up. But I have friends that aren't, and then they want to sit there and complain about the state of the country. And I'm like, mm-hmm. You didn't even vote.
Right.
And I know people argue, well, my vote doesn't count. Well, I'm going to go with the assumption that it does.
You would hope
so. If you're not even trying, you can't argue.
Right.
That's my opinion.
Right.
Is that wrong?
No. Okay. I think that goes closely and hand in hand with something one of my instructors always told me.
I'm not the only PB instructors.
Instructor. Blah, blah, blah. He said there's no use in complaining if you're not going to try and fix it.
Of course. So, yes. That's a good point.
But I mean, I've also heard that the elections are rigged by presidential money. Candidates that can only foot so many millions of dollars for their
There's a lot of money.
Yeah.
In presidential campaigns.
For their campaigns, and that's usually how they win. Which I hope that's not it. I don't know the source. I don't remember where I heard it. And
they supposedly have to track where all of their funds come from.
Right.
But like you pointed out prior to us recording, there's a lot of Hollywood celebrities, big name rich people that back these politicians.
Mm-hmm. And so you just kind of have to wonder if that is how they're winning.
You never know.
Let's hope not.
Yeah.
Let's hope not. But I think anyways, Huckabee has his own opinion. Everybody does. That's the freedom of
I don't know our if writing country. A book right before you run for president was a good idea.
Well, more power to him.
There you go.
If it works for him, cool. If not, then, you know, at least he got to put in his 2 cents. I don't know. I'm trying to do positive vibes this podcast. There you go.
Positive vibes.
I don't even know the guy. Vibes. I'm not for him or against him. I don't.
There you go.
Have any behind. Yeah.
Anyways. I guess we'll check back in about a year after the election.
Right.
Yeah. No. In about 2 years.
There you go.
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
There you go. That was a weird transition.
I'm sorry.
Should we do like a pop song? I don't know.
Your rapper friend needs to give us a song and we'll insert it right there.
Okay, all right. In other news.
In other lighter news, the Golden Globes were last night.
Yeah.
And I sent you the notes yesterday morning. And I was like, oh, I hope she has time to stop and watch the Golden Globes. Because I'm like, I don't know if I pay attention enough to catch everything that's noteworthy.
Oh, I gotcha.
But when I was reading about the Golden Globes before they started, there were some things that they brought up. And I was like, oh, those are big things.
They already noted them for you.
Yes.
So, yeah.
So I'm sharing those.
That's good. I watched an hour of it.
Good. And it was 3 hours long?
It was really long.
It was a long presentation on the television, yes.
There was one speech.
Whose?
I think it was the lady that won. I'm not sure if it was for the trans parent or the one about the Virgin, the show The Virgin.
Yes, Jane the Virgin.
Either one of those shows, the creator of the show or the executive producer came up and they started to shoo her off. Like, they cued the music for her speech to end and she kept going. She's like, I'm not done.
Right.
Because as soon as she got to her husband, she's like, and my husband, and then they cued the music and she just started laughing and looked around and she just kept going. She only went for probably like 10 more seconds, but still, she's like, screw you. I'm going to get this out. And, you know, I still have a lot of thank yous. So I just thought that was funny.
That is. So. I'm horrible and I don't listen to the thank you speeches. I start watching about 20-30 minutes in and I'll take breaks and hit pause so I can fast forward through the speeches.
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Because most of the speeches, I'm like,
oh,
okay.
Oh, I just fast forward through the the advertisements.
Yeah. That's what I mean. You're more patient than me. I'm just like, come on. Come on, next winner.
How fun.
So before the show, the big things they were talking about was Amal Clooney's Hollywood Welcome. Did you watch the monologue of Amy and
I did, yeah.
Tina's?
Mm-hmm.
The way they hyped her up and then said her husband was receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award.
Right.
I was laughing out loud at that moment.
Yeah, that
I was like, you
funny.
Are so true. Like, Hollywood, LOL.
Uh-huh.
When his wife has been taking on the world for the last several years. So this was like her first big Hollywood thing
entrance.
Since they got married.
Nice.
And it's the first time George Clooney's been a married man. And I thought his speech, thanking like his wife, talking about his wife, was just amazing.
I thought you didn't listen to speeches.
I know, but it was George Clooney. I have like Matthew McConaughey, Brad Pitt, George Clooney.
I didn't watch that far.
Yeah. So his speech was awesome. And then this was Amy and Tina's last year to host.
Oh, have they hosted a lot?
Yeah, this is like the third or fourth year in a row.
Hmm.
And then prior to the Golden Globes, the Golden Globe website showed Selma and Into the Woods as winners. Big winners for this year, but that ended up not being the case.
I was gonna say, if Into the Woods won Best Film of the Year, then
It didn't.
Well, I would say that there are probably better movies. I haven't seen Into the Woods, but all the same, I think one of the runner-ups probably.
I did not like Into the Woods, and I've talked about it. I didn't like it. Too much singing.
See, I don't know.
And the acting was like
very cheesy.
Yes.
Yeah. See, I don't like movies like that either.
It was horrible. I was so excited to see it. And then I was so disappointed. I wanted to like it. Walking out, Steve's like, "Did you like it?" And I'm like, "Yeah, no." I really wanted to like it.
Mm-hmm.
I love
Emily.
Anna Kendrick. She played Cinderella. And I do like Emily Blunt.
I like Emily Blunt.
They're both very great women, but not in this movie. And then the presenters, there were a lot of hot presenters. We had Adam Levine, who looked super tan.
He did. Yeah, he did.
Jamie Dornan.
Okay, that was funny. My husband and I were watching, and when Jamie Dornan, and then what was the person he came up with?
The girl he's in the 50 Shades of Grey movie with.
Is that who that was?
Yes.
Okay. So they both had unisex names.
Mm-hmm.
Dakota. Was it Dakota?
Dakota Johnson.
Okay. Yeah. So John and I, we were looking at each other thinking,
who's who?
We're old, and both of these have names that could go either way. So we didn't know which one was which, and we were just kind of laughing at the fact that we didn't know who they were.
Because I'm so obsessed with the 50 Shades of Grey movie that's coming out, I knew.
Well, now you
exactly.
You've made it clear as which one was the guy and which one was the girl.
That's hilarious. Matthew McConaughey was there, even though he has a beard. He's growing a beard he's playing a Civil War person. He mentioned that on the red carpet beforehand.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think he looks good with
that. And I felt like when he talked last night, like it was even more Southern than normal. I don't know if maybe he'd been drinking or whatever, but it was cute.
I didn't hear it.
And then Chris Pratt and Channing Tatum were listed as presenters. Channing Tatum, I remember him coming out. Yep. He's cute.
When Adam Levine came out, he came out with Paul Rudd.
I love Paul Rudd.
I love Paul Rudd, too. And what did he say? So, Adam Levine introduced himself. He's like, haha, I'm Adam Levine, and Paul Rudd's like, and I'm Channing Tatum.
No, he said Blake Shelton.
Oh, Blake Shelton, yeah.
Yes.
Right.
Miranda's husband.
I thought it was hilarious.
I did, too. I laughed out loud at that moment, and I looked at Steve, and he wasn't laughing. Right. I was like, that's corny.
I know,
awesome.
My husband, too, was like, but I like Paul Rudd a lot.
He is a funny man. I like most of the movies I've seen him in.
Maybe
all of them. I just don't want to encompass it all and miss one that I may have not liked as much as the others.
Right.
Yeah, no, I love him. He was in
totally
Clueless.
I know.
That's crazy.
I was thinking about that.
I watched
this
that
morning.
Movie probably hundreds of times growing up.
And sure.
So I like Paul Rudd was like my stepbrother that I wanted to date.
Right.
Because I wanted to be Cher.
Right.
Let's see. So some of the winners, Boyhood, have you seen it?
Yes.
That is an amazing movie.
It was a
the
good
concept,
movie.
12 years to film this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Watching these people age throughout the 12 years. I was so happy to see it win so many awards.
Right.
Patricia Arquette, I love her.
Mm-hmm.
Ethan Hawke, love him.
Mm-hmm.
And then everyone else was just amazing. It won for Best Picture Drama.
Awesome.
Also won for Best Director. Supporting actress, Patricia Arquette won.
I saw that speech.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Grand Budapest Hotel. Have you seen that?
I haven't. I really
you must. It's
I
on Redbox.
Really, I love Wes Anderson, but I have not seen his last. The last one I saw was the Darjeeling Limited. That was the last one I saw him.
I didn't see that one. I saw his last couple because Steve's a huge fan. I probably wouldn't even know who he was without Steve. And Steve had seen the Grand Budapest Hotel in the theaters because he goes to movies like he is tonight without me because I'm not a big movie theater person. I would rather rent and watch in the comfort of my home.
Okay.
So when he travels, I'll rent these movies that he recommends. And I loved the Grand Budapest Hotel. I wasn't as much in love with it as he was.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe the last movie I saw from Wes, but it still won picture, musical, or comedy. And I definitely thought that it should have won because it was so cute and I laughed and it was creative.
Oh, all of his movies are awesome. My favorite.
It's just a little quirky is a great word.
Yeah. My favorite one from him is Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou.
I think Steve likes that one.
I love that movie. It's a good one. You should check it out.
I will. Okay. If you promise to watch The Grand Budapest Hotel.
Absolutely.
The Theory of Everything I haven't seen, but it won for actor drama, Eddie Redmayne. I
probably mispronounced his name. That would be hard to act. Like, that's the one about Stephen Hawking.
Yes.
Yeah. Just to see the actor sitting there at the Golden Globes and then to see what he was representing on screen. I just, wow.
I want to see Big Eyes. It won for actress. Amy Adams won. She's amazing. Mm-hmm. Now, when it comes to the television winners, I don't watch any of these shows outside of Fargo.
Okay.
So, The Affair. Do you watch that? Nope. House of Cards.
Mm-mm.
Transparent.
No.
Jane the Virgin.
Mm-mm.
Me either. Like, I'm like, I am so out of touch. But they all won big awards. Fargo won for miniseries or movie, which it was a very good miniseries.
Is it still going?
No.
It was
I don't know if it's coming back. I think it might be done.
Okay.
Yeah.
I watched the movie. I really like the Coen brothers.
Yes.
From the original movie. So I thought it was kind of funny that the original actress, what was her name? Frances something was
in the
crowd.
She was there last
night. Yeah, she's in the crowd and they were presenting Fargo with the awards. I was just hey, wait a second. She was in that.
That's real what movie. Steve said. He's like, that's the original actress because I haven't seen the movie. I was like, oh, that's got to feel weird.
Right.
Like, yeah.
But.
So that's my Golden Globe recap. Nice. Everyone looked pretty.
Right.
I didn't watch.
It's funny. The last time I watched a Golden Globes was for the podcast I was in 2 years ago.
Okay.
On 2 years ago. And we didn't have cable at that point because we had taken probably 2 years off from cable.
Mm-hmm. A cleanse?
Yeah.
Cable cleanse?
It was expensive. We had just bought our house, and so I was kind of racking my brain trying to figure out how I was going to watch the Golden Globes for the podcast, but I ended up watching it and getting some of the recap later on, but I just remember thinking last night that was the last time I watched it. It was probably 2 years ago.
And it's kind of the precursor to the Oscars.
Okay. So what's the difference?
The Golden Globes, I don't know, but they seem to be a little bit more relaxed and kind of more of a party night as opposed to the Oscars is like prom. Fancy. It's like homecoming versus prom.
Gotcha.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
In my observation. So let's do some question and answer fun.
Okay.
I've been trying to make this a new fun segment, and so I'm going to start asking just random questions to get to know my guests a little bit better.
All right, Ro.
Okay. So, who is your hero? your eyes just went blank, like, huh? What are you talking about?
I don't really know. I think in different aspects of my life, I have different heroes for each one.
As a mother.
Well, my mom.
Oh, okay.
Of course.
Yeah, that makes sense.
How
about a leader?
No, I'm just going to go with mom. She had 4 children, and
she maintained her sanity.
She maintained her sanity, and we're all healthy, happy adults.
If you could live anywhere, where would it be?
This one's easy.
Yay!
Pacific Northwest. I'd say Portland, Seattle, or Vancouver.
So you like the rain?
British Columbia. It's beautiful up there.
It's green.
It's lush. It is green. It's so lush. And sushi's awesome. People are awesome. And the ocean's so awesome.
I do love the ocean.
Yeah.
What's your biggest fear?
Humiliation.
Really?
Yeah.
And you're in this type of stuff. That's crazy.
I need to get
you've been facing it for the last few years.
Yeah.
Like, humiliation, I'm going to knock you down.
Right. Yeah, humiliation and not having confidence. I guess they kind of go hand in hand. Mm-hmm. So,
I used to have a big issue with confidence. I still do, but it's gotten much better since I was a waitress.
Okay.
Because when I first started waitressing, oh my goodness, it was like, hi, what can I get you to drink? And you have to make money. You have to connect with people. And that really helped me. Just working with the public.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I've been in kind of customer service for the last 6 years, and I realized that once you kind of break that wall of insecurity that you're going to fumble on something, you know, once you get over that, you're fine.
You just have to be able to laugh at yourself.
Right.
Which I am an expert at laughing at myself.
Me too. I'm my best audience.
Yes. I am so funny to me.
Exactly.
That's awesome. Well, we're around 45 minutes.
Right on.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being back here. We'll have you back again.
Awesome.
Looks like in March. So.
Yeah.
Crazy. February is a short month.
It is a short month. That's crazy. This time's going by way too quickly.
No. How old is your daughter? 6? She'll be 16 soon. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I was just 16. Oh my gosh.
And hopefully we'll get some anxious music to share with the world.
Yeah, we're waiting on. Yeah. Hopefully.
When it comes to podcasts, you can't just throw any music out there and get played on iHeartRadio. It has to be approved music by the artists.
There you go.
So, royalty-free music it is.
Yay.
Until Anxious comes through.
There you go.
And then he'll be the rapper of Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine.
There you go. I think he would like that.
That would be
fun. He likes women. I don't think he drinks, though. Pretty sure he's, like, straight sober now.
So. That's awesome.
Yeah, good for him.
Because usually when you think of rappers, they're all party drugs.
Yeah, he's very level-headed, very, very awesome dude.
Very cool.
So, yeah.
And we'll share the link to Orange and Blue on the Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine page.
Yeah, if your feelings aren't hurt. If they are, take a break. Take a week off.
Yes, and take a couple weeks off, then watch the video.
There you go. And don't thumbs down the video because you're mad at Peyton Manning.
Oh, you just planted a seed. I would never have thought to do that.
Well, I just, yeah. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Okay.
All right. Bye, Natty.
Bye.
You found us once, but can you find us again? Make sure and like us at facebook.com/twogirlsandabottleofwine. Follow us on Twitter or Instagram @2girlsandwine. You can find our podcast all over the place. We're at podbean.com, spreaker.com, iHeartRadio, iTunes, and stitcher.com. You can also find all of our links on our blogs at thenumber2girlsandwine.tumblr.com or thenumber2girlsandwine.blogspot.com. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you each and every week at Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine.